The first phase of spirit alphabetically is anger. God's anger is to hate evil. Psalm 7:11.
God judgeth the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day.
So it shows that God hates evil, the wicked. And Amos 5:15.
Hate the evil and love the good, and establish judgment in the gate. It may be that the Lord God of hosts will be gracious unto the remnant of Joseph.
This shows not to hate people, but to hate the evil. God's holy anger is always against an evil spirit, never against an entity. Mark 3:5.
And when he had looked round about on them with anger, being grieved for the hardness of their hearts, he saith unto the man, Stretch forth thine hand. And he stretched it out, and his hand was restored whole as the other.
So what grieved Jesus was not the people so much as the evil spirits that made them hard-hearted. In our own mind, holy anger will target the spirit as separate from us, the soul, and help us hate that spirit or evil angel that is tormenting us or holding us up in the process. Ecclesiastes 3:8.
A time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace.
And that would be, again, to hate evil. And Hebrews 1:9.
Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows.
When God's holy anger works toward a spirit in another person, it will lift when the work is accomplished and not linger on or hold a grudge. Ephesians 4:26.
Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath.
Which is one of the keys to know the difference between holy and evil anger. Holy anger does a work and then it's over. Evil anger wants to linger on and nag and nag and nag. Anger is particularly beneficial against spirits we like and so do not want to get rid of. Anger helps us hate these spirits instead of thinking they are cute or fun or make us seem like a good person, goody two-shoes, a good boy, or a good girl. It teaches us to hate these spirits that other spirits make us like. Luke 14:26.
If any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple.
Hate is one of God's five emotions, and anger is the phase of spirit that will help us grow this emotion. God's anger or hatred of evil can be a motivator to help us want to work for God so that evil will be eradicated. When we hate the evil that is tormenting people and destroying God's creation, then we will want to evangelize to help souls get out of that hell.